Greetings, everyone. My name is Luke Schaefer, and you are listening to How Do I Get Your Job? This is a podcast where we highlight interesting careers, how people got them, and how you, the listener, can take steps down a similar path. If you're a student who still has not picked a major, or you're just unsure about your career path in general, do not fret. The show is made just for you. This week's episode, we are joined by UW accounting professor, Miss Nancy Pasternak. Nancy's going to come on to talk about A, why accounting is probably a lot cooler than you think, and B, how to get into and succeed within the Foster School of Business, something I know listeners want to know about. So sit tight, relax, and I sincerely hope you enjoy. When you apply to the Foster School of Business, Nancy Pasternak's accounting class may be the first true hurdle you actually face. And while you might think that you're in for a rudimentary accounting lesson, Nancy lets you know right off the bat that that's not what she's interested in teaching.
First of all, it does come with the stigma of being boring. We get that from movies, from messages. And what I often find, because I teach a variety of different accounting classes, the reason why UW brought me on to the accounting department was to teach their forensic accounting class, which is the glamorous Hollywood side of accounting. There's so many different expertise within accounting, and a lot of people, students and people out in the general community, don't realize all of the options and various expertise that are available in accounting. People typically just think of accounting as those boring auditors that put together financial statements, or even worse, the boring auditors that put together tax returns.
Nancy believes that the idea of accounting being a boring career puts a lot of students in the wrong headspace to enjoy and succeed in her introductory classes. Fortunately, she's gotten really good at changing students' minds over time.
So they come into the class oftentimes kicking and screaming. And they're only there because they have to be there. And so we try along the way, successfully, oftentimes, more often than you think, we prove to the students that this actually can be a really, really interesting career field, and that it's so necessary to business. So even those students, once we get to the end of the 200 level classes, we may not have convinced them to become accounting majors, but we 95% of the time convince them of the importance of accounting. And here's the bottom line to accounting. It is the language of business. And if I'm well-versed, if I've even taken the 200 level classes in Foster School of Business, then I am going to be versed and articulate in what those financial statements are communicating to me. I know what a balance sheet represents, what an income statement represents, and the variables for the different line items that show up, I will be able to have confidence in what's being communicated. So that's kind of bottom line, the value that accounting is bringing to business and then the overall community.
For someone so fluent in the language of accounting, you might be surprised to know that Nancy's first degree wasn't even actually in accounting. It was in fashion merchandising, of all things. From ages 15 to 25, Nancy's career path was actually modeling. However, after returning to school, Nancy's knack for accounting and a number of internships along the way netted her a business position as an auditor.
And again, to be an auditor, you have to have a very inquisitive mind. And so that worked with my personality and how my brain works. You have to ask a lot of what-if questions. You have to like to solve a mystery, essentially, and just ask the right questions. So I was really well fit for that. And so years went by, worked for different employers, and had a lot of opportunities to take on some really big challenges. And as I look back, I realized that just stepping up and saying, I'm willing to take on that challenge, opens a lot more doors than one might realize at that time. And for all the students listening, that goes for accounting or any other career path you want to go into. I'm sure you guys have heard the saying, work one step above your position. If you're at a senior level and you can prove you can do a manager level work, you're going to get promoted faster. Your salary is going to get increased faster. You're just going to have a whole lot more opportunities.
One of the opportunities that came to Nancy was the prospect of using accounting to analyze corporate fraud. Following a surge of financial manipulation through corporate America in the early 2000s, Nancy found herself in a position to stake her claim as a forensic accountant. To her, massive fraud investigations like the Enron scandal in 2001 crafted a landscape where accounting skills can take students farther than they ever had before.
The higher regulations mean there's more work to do. And now, after that happened, there was a lot of screaming and yelling about where were the auditors, where were the regulators, and that's part of what changed the landscape. That screaming and yelling is also where people finally said, apparently we do have a need for fraud investigators. Apparently not all employees, not all executives, not even all regulators can necessarily be trusted. So there is a need for this particular niche within the accounting profession, and it's been slowly growing over the years. It's few and far between that you would necessarily be able to graduate college and go straight into a forensic accounting position. But if you're willing to put in just a couple years of experience out in the field, then we are in a landscape where the opportunity can come a lot sooner. And that's not just in the corporate environments or with public accounting firms, but also in law enforcement. There's a lot of times where students' ears perk up a little bit. The FBI, for instance. The other thing that happened in 2001 was not just all the accounting scandals, but also September 11th happened. And that was, linked to terrorist financing. Basically, everything out there in the community always somehow comes back to the money. So while we often think, based on the history books of 9/11, as being, the airplanes going into the towers and whatnot, remember, it took years to fund that what happened on that one day. And that's where the FBI basically stepped up and put CPAs in the top five of their most recruited professions. Again, it totally changed the landscape in 2001. So between corporate scandals and terrorist financing, it's really, really opened the playing field. And so in government, predominantly there's law enforcement jobs. And again, FBI is very attractive to students. Just know that it takes a lot of work to get there. You got to pay your dues. You got to go through a very thorough background check. Like, for instance, if Luke decided, just this conversation, let alone my class, which I'm sure he absolutely loved, has now sparked his interest to become a forensic accountant and apply with the FBI, he's probably looking at about a two-year background check, and they're going to interview everybody, parents, all the family members, his neighbors. They will come and interview me, too. That's how thorough the background check can be. But, again, it's worth it. I have lots of friends in the FBI, current and retired. They love it. There's a couple different opportunities there, too, not just FBI, but different law enforcement. You can be a full-blown agent and carry a gun and be able to Mirandize people, that kind of thing. Or if you don't want that level of excitement, that you might dig into the numbers and solve the puzzles, then you can become an analyst. And those are the people that are doing exactly that. They're looking for the numbers. They're looking for anomalies. In summary, basically, when we're analyzing financial statements, we set our expectations. What do I think I'm going to see in these financials? And then I dig into them and say, are my expectations and what I'm actually seeing here, is there a difference between the two? And if so, why? And that's where we start to dig in and unravel the puzzle. And that's, again, where it gets fun.
Like I said before, Nancy's introductory classes are the first hurdle students typically have to clear in order to be admitted to Foster. But just because Nancy loves acclimating students to the study of accounting doesn't mean she wants to shy away from its inherent difficulty. To students out of practice with math, such as myself, introductory accounting classes can be a tidal wave of new concepts. Fortunately, Nancy is keen on letting listeners know what they can expect from her class.
First and foremost, my job is to help you guys learn this stuff. Now, students have to meet me halfway. Yeah, a lot of times I have quarters, well, every quarter actually, I have students that they haven't introduced themselves, they haven't performed the way they wanted to, and then they come to me literally days before the final exam and, you know, shout out for help. Again, no matter what you're studying, don't do that to yourself. That's a stressful place to put you, and I can't help students very much at that point. So what I try to impress on students on day one, week one, is this class is going to be hard. Let me reiterate that. This class is going to be hard. You're going to have to put in the work. I am going to help you get there, whether that's one-on-one, office hour sessions, getting you connected with somebody to study with when I can't be there. Whatever we're doing during our dedicated lecture sessions is all dedicated to helping you guys learn this stuff, because it's not easy. And I've been doing it for this is my sixth year of teaching at UW, and I think it's my ninth time quarter over those years teaching 215. The benefit that gives students is I'm not a rookie at this. I can I can make Vegas bets on where you guys are going to stumble, where you're going to have questions. And what's great about that in having faculty that not only have field experience, which many of us do, having field experience and then having taught a class multiple times, I have a level of predictability that helps me get in front of what your questions are going to be. Because students are going to ask the same question multiple times in a class like this. And that's just the way it goes. If you've never taken an accounting class, this is overwhelming in the amount of information. If a student even falls behind by one class session, it's hard to get caught back up. Students get so bogged down in their grade and forget to learn something here. Like, by the time you get up to the 400 level and you're taking my forensic accounting class, that class, at least in my opinion, between you and me, it's about learning something. Yeah, I don't want you guys being 100% driven by the grade. I want you to have some fun. I want you to learn something here. And I think students can very easily lose sight of that because of the competitive nature. And then if you do choose to go into accounting, the recruiting process in trying to get into an accounting firm is also highly competitive. So in other words, from the very beginning, just trying to get into Foster, you guys are stressed out. Then you get into Foster, then you get stressed out. Then you go to recruiting, then you get stressed out again. Well, I hate to tell you guys this, but this is life. Guess what happens after you graduate and you take that job, you sign that contract or whatever? Guess what happens? More stress. So, what you guys need to figure out, and I know it's hard during the pandemic, but just pandemic aside, you need to learn how to deal with that stress, and that's different for everybody. Know that this is life, and it's going to have highs and lows, and the stress is going to, you know, continue. What you guys need to figure out, and what works with your personality, how to make this life, this learning, fun for you. A student that would, now after hearing me say that salaries are great in accounting, that's it, I've made my decision. Nancy said, we're going to make great money. I'm going to become an accountant. No, don't do that to yourself. I mean, there's times, going back to the questions that Luke was asking earlier, there are times where now, like 30 years later, my mom has actually said to me, you know, if you had stayed with the fashion stuff, you could have owned your own agency at this point. But Mom, what are you saying? You're the one that pushed me this way. Now, have I made it a great career for myself? Yeah. But it took me a few years. Luke was asking about, like, the kind of that part in the middle. The part in the middle for me between just starting out and finding the sweet spot for me, there was a lot of travel. There was a lot of dealing with difficult clients. A lot of very serious challenges. that bring on that stress and anxiety and make me think, what have I done to myself? What? And I'm so deep into accounting now, I just have to continue on. I can't go back. For that, I would tell you guys, don't choose Foster just because it's Foster. Now, granted, there's the name Foster, and that means something to employers, and it really means something in just the world of universities across the nation. But it's not the end all be all. Take 215, see if it does spark a nerve with you. And remember, if it does spark a nerve in terms of, yeah, I think accounting may be a great career for me, then for that, I would say I look forward to seeing you in my friend's accounting class. We have a heck of a lot of fun there. And if you take the 200 level accounting classes simply because you have to, you still put the work in, just because you go into it knowing there's no way they're going to talk me into being an accountant, still put in good work so you get a good grade that allows you a better chance to get into Foster. Remembering one of the first things I said in this podcast is accounting is the language of business. So whether you become marketing, management, IT, or you maybe go over to a law school, no matter if you go into engineering, it still behooves you to understand the basics of accounting. One way or another, 215 will come back to you later on in life and you'll say, I'm glad I paid attention to that class.
Thus concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening. How Do I Get Your Job is brought to you by the UW Soundbite Podcast Network, as well as The Daily at the University of Washington. If you have a cool job or you know someone who does, you can send me a DM on Twitter at LookAssSchaefer, one word, that's at LookAssSchaefer, and we can see about getting them on the show. So until next time, please wear a mask, please register to vote, and please, have a great day.